I'd like to begin in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. All praises, all exaltations is due to Allah, the creator and the sustainer of the universe. And peace and blessings be upon the chief of the messengers and the seal of all prophets, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Peace and blessings be upon his pure, immaculate family, the Ahlul Bayt and As-Salam. And may the curse and wrath of Allah be upon the hypocrites, and those who attempt to extinguish the light of Islam. Brothers and sisters, distinguished guests, learned scholars, As-Salamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. I'd like to just make a couple of announcements. We have a special program tonight. We have a combination of two wonderful speakers. But before I get into them, I'd like to see a lot of new faces here tonight. So I want to kind of give a brief introduction to the programs that we have here at Masjid al-Nabi. Starting Tuesdays, we have Du'a-e Tawassul, followed by a speech. And then after that, we conclude that with dinner, if there are sponsors available. Then on Thursdays we have Dawai Kuwait, once again followed by a speech, and followed and concluded by a dinner. Then on Fridays we have a Quran recitation program led by Amuzigar, which is catered to the youth. So for the younger guys and for the kids, if you want to benefit from that, you should attend the Friday night Quran recitation programs. And the sisters also have their own private session as well too. So we have that on Friday nights. And of course on Saturdays we have our normal programs here with our speeches, Ziyarat Ashura, and then with our speeches and with our dinner as well. And once again, we do like to have sponsors for the dinners. And then we have a program tomorrow. And tomorrow we'll be starting sharp at 7. Today we had some exceptions, we had some delays, and there was some traffic. So we kind of postponed the program, but tomorrow we will be prompt at 7 o'clock. So we highly encourage you to come tomorrow on time, please. And then next week, we have our normal programs on Saturday. In addition to our normal schedule, we will have a Du'a Tawassul for Ayyu Sabi. Because as you know, the following Monday, he has his hearing. So we will pray for his... dua inshallah for everything to go safely and no issues inshallah. So tonight we have a couple of wonderful speakers. We'll first introduce one speaker. He'll speak briefly, he'll conclude, and I'll introduce the next speaker. The first speaker for tonight, I'll kind of give you some background information on him inshallah. Many of you, I think, met him at the Al-Hujjah camp. He was born in 1973 in Manchester, London. He attained his degree in general medicine in the Imperial College of London. And in 2002, he moved to the holy city of Qom to attain the Islamic seminary. And ever since then, he has resided there with his family and children. And currently, he's in his final stages of finishing his PhD in bioethics in Manchester University. He will be talking about the wilayat of the awaited savior, the man who is responsible for our emancipation, the one who will restore justice and equity in a world filled with corruption, debauchery, and evil. The man in question here is Imam al-Zaman alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala
Also, the gentleman that I'll be introducing very shortly had some lectures here earlier this week. I wasn't able to personally attend. I know many of you weren't able to attend as well, but he had some lectures. One in particular was about spiritual wayfaring, about the fitrah, about the immaterial and the rational soul, where it contain a high level complete recognition of Allah. It's a very important subject, and it's been uploaded online on YouTube. And the account is Masjid al-Nabi. So if you go on there and you search it, you'll see his lectures on there. It's a very informative and uplifting speech. I highly recommend you take advantage of it. So without further ado, I would like to invite Hujjatul Islam, Dr. Farooq Sekaleshvar, with a warm salawat.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. And may His peace and blessings be upon our Master, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and his pure Immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Okay, it's a privilege to be able to speak to such an audience. I'll be speaking for about half an hour on the concept of velayat, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Velayat, guardianship or authority, is a mastal, a gerund in the Arabic grammar, and it means being placed in close proximity. When two things are placed in close proximity to one another, they have a velayat. And this velayat can be material or spiritual. Material, when two bricks are placed to one another, or two components of the wudu succeed one another, we call it muwalat. It's derived from the term, literally derived from velayat. That's material velayat. Spiritual velayat can also be classified into two. Velayat where there's a two-way relationship, and that usually means with two friends or two helpers. Velayat, the two walis to one another, they're two friends or two helpers. But also, velayat can also refer to and indicate a one-way relationship. And that's the velayat we'll be speaking about today, which means guardianship, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian and we are under His guardianship and His authority. And strictly speaking, we call this velayat walayat, with an uppercase vowel, walayat, not velayat, but I'll use it interchangeably here. But so that's the velayat we'll be concentrating on, this one-way relationship between Allah and us. Chapter 18, 44, هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ. Guardianship is solely attributed to Allah, who is the truth. Only Allah has walayat. Now, although this true guardianship is specifically attributed to Allah, we may sometimes place ourselves under the guardianship of other sources, which is not a good thing, naturally. We can place ourselves under the guardianship and walayat of the shaitan, or under the walayat of the kuffar. But true walayat is only Allah's. In chapter 16:63, فَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ الْيَوْمِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ. The shaitan made their deeds seem beautiful to them. So he is their guardian today. Do you know when we do a'mal and we think we're doing something very good and we're adorning ourselves, the ego increases a bit and so on and so forth. If that happens, you're entering in the realm of the shaitan's walaya. And that's not a walayat one should enter. Walayat of the kuffar, chapter 60, verse 1. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء. O you who believe, don't take my enemies and your enemies as the wali, as your wali. Don't do that. تلغون إليهم بالمودة. You approach them in times of affection and goodness. وقد كفروا بما جاءكم من الحق. And they deny all the truth which has come to you. This is an example, and we see it today in amongst many Islamic societies.